A leading Senate Democrat yesterday said President Obama may not have enough support in the Senate for an overhaul of the nation's health care system. California's Dianne Feinstein told CNN's State of the Union that there may not be the votes to pass health care reform, while Indiana Republican Richard Lugar said that overhaul should be done slowly, but definitely not this year. As the discussion continues in Washington, this past Saturday, approximately 36 people gathered for a forum on health care reform at the Seminole Public Library in Pinellas County. Those in attendance have very serious concerns about our health care system, but they differ on one of the main sticking points right now, whether or not to include a public option. Dolores Glass lives in Seminole.
Well, to be candid with you, I don't know that he has the votes right now. I think there's a lot of concern in the Democratic caucus.
While Indiana Republican Richard Lugar said that overhaul should be done slowly, but definitely not this year.
I don't have the slightest idea what is in either of the two bills of the committees. Now, none of us do because much of it hasn't been written. It's still being drafted. People are scoring something that it doesn't exist. What I would suggest is we hang on now for a period of study so that we find literally what the alternatives are.
So not this year, like the president
insists.
Not this
year, because the president is trying to solve the economic crisis in our country and the world.
As the discussion continues in Washington, this past Saturday, approximately 36 people gathered for a forum on health care reform at the Seminole Public Library in Pinellas County. Those in attendance have very serious concerns about the current health care system, but they differ on one of the main sticking points, whether or not to include a public option. Dolores Glass lives in Seminole.
The time is now that the U.S. finally has to decide to solve the health care problem, and they need to start with the basic fact that health care for everyone is a right, and it should be a right in the United States, and we need to cover everyone for their basic health care, and I don't think that our system right now does that.
Last week, several polls that were released showed increasing concerns about the federal deficit amongst the American public, with much more support for trying to bring that down than maybe spending what the president has said would cost over $1 trillion to fix. Robert Glass from Seminole says that deficit fears are a real concern.
And I think that's part of what Obama and the other folks in Congress, including strongly the Democrats, because that's his party, I think that's one of the things they have to address to convince people who are on the sidelines and are on the fence, because if they don't address that and come up with some way that they at least can propose where this health care plan would lead, where it can be paid for, I think then it's kind of doomed. You know, they have to have something that he can take before the public and say, you know, going forward, we're going to reduce the deficit, and I've also got a plan to pay for this new payer system or whatever we go to.
Carl Lucci from Seminole remains skeptical about the government getting involved in health care. In his opinion, private companies always do a better job than bureaucrats in providing services to the public.
I mean, one of the issues he was talking about was making this program similar to Medicare, only for everyone. I would like to know one government program that works, that saves dollars or makes sense right now. I don't think we have any government programs. I'd still like to have someone tell me whether Medicare works, Social Security works, Medicaid works, school system works, what programs work. And so we want to take and expand that to everybody and make it work. I just don't think the government has the wherewithal to do that.
The roughly 36 people in attendance at the discussion on Saturday morning first watched a PBS Frontline documentary that looked at 5 capitalist democracies around the world that deliver health care and what the U.S. could possibly learn from them. Carl Lucci thought the film, called Sick Around the World and narrated by Washington Post correspondent T.R. Reid, was biased.
I honestly think the film was skewed a little bit towards the, if you want to call it, socialized side of it. And they interviewed people who were pro that position, and then they threw in maybe 30 seconds of what the problem was with the country. I think the details, you know, the devil's in the details, and I don't think a lot of that was explained. And that's where I had questions, which unfortunately we don't have time to go over.
A Seminole resident who just wanted to provide her first name of Jean says that she currently has Blue Cross Blue Shield as her health care provider. She believes that dramatic reform is needed in this country, but also thinks that the tide of those who prefer the status quo might be getting the upper hand right now in the debate in Washington.
Yes, I think it'll be terrible. And it does alarm me that it seems like we were maybe had a lot of hope for this, and now it does seem like people are pulling back from it. And I think if they don't get it this year, it's going to be a lot less likely that we'll get it next year.
Linda Gerwitz from Clearwater is a clinical psychologist with a small private practice. She says she's had to hire a part-time employee simply to deal with insurance issues. She wants to see the system reformed. However, she admits she's not necessarily in favor of the Medicare for All philosophy embraced in HB 676, sponsored by Michigan Democrat John Conyers.
There are a gazillion Medicare plans. There is not one Medicare plan. They have been farmed out to private companies to administer. And those companies have it in their interest to delay claims payment and make that as difficult as possible because they get a certain amount of money per month that they put in the bank that they get interest on. And while they're not paying out claims, they're collecting interest on that. So you'll send in a claim and you'll get back all these denials that this thing wasn't filled out properly, and you look at the claim and it was filled out properly, but in the meantime 2 or 3 months have gone by, so you send it in again.
And Gerwitz says that she's concerned that in an effort to appease all the major players in the healthcare equation, nothing will actually get done. Last week, Bruce Johnston, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce's executive vice president, criticized several elements of the plans being discussed in Congress, including one calling for a mandate that employers provide health insurance for workers. Linda Gerwitz said businesses need to be part of the solution because their costs have gone up dramatically over the years as well.
I'm really surprised that American industry is not pushing harder for this, because this is one of the reasons why they're not competitive internationally, is because they have to provide such expensive health care to their employees. You'd think they would be pushing for something. I don't get it.